Outbound Music, the web's number one source for new and independent music. Check out outboundmusic.com, your source for new music.
Hey everybody, this is Piggy D from Rob Zombie, and you're listening to Tina P on the Big Rock Show. So turn it up.
What up, Metalheads? This is Ivan Moody, Happy Your Deathless, and you're listening to the Big Rock Show.
Hey everybody, this is Charlie from Anthrax, and right now you are listening to the one and only Tina on the Big Rock Show. Turn your radios up, sit back, grab a cool one, and enjoy the show.
Can you dig it?
Welcome to Season 5 of The Big Rock Show with your host, Tina Peak. New music, interviews, and much more. The Big Rock Show. Check it out at thebigrockshow.net.
Man, what was that? Thebigrockshow.net.
Hello, all you metalheads. Welcome to a special edition of The Big Rock Show. You know, there have been few vocalists in the history of heavy metal whose singing style has been as influential and instantly recognizable as my special guest this evening. And I don't know what I can say about him that hasn't already been said, but as the incomparable voice of thrashing beast Judas Priest, Rob Helford defined the role of metal frontman. And with his most recent release from his band Helford, Rob has written what is probably his most intimate and heartfelt lyrics that we've heard from him to date. And I'm both pleased and excited to be joined once again by the gracious and most talented Rob Helford. I'll be asking Rob about the new album entitled Helford 4 Made of Metal, the writing and recording for the new disc, and a whole lot more. I'll also be playing a couple of tunes off Made of Metal. The first I'll play for you in just a moment. But the second, which is one of my favorites, I'll play after my interview with Rob, and it's called 25 Years, so make sure you stay tuned. Now, don't forget, if you've missed any past interviews, including my first with the Metal God, you can find them and more at www.thebigrockshow.net, and we're also on Facebook now, so please look for us there and add us. This way, you'll always know who we've got coming up on the show. All right, let's get on with this show. Turn up those speakers because this is a wicked tune. It's called Mower. And do I really need to tell you that it's by Rob Helford? I didn't think so.
Hellbore. A landscape of the courts, still filled with no remorse. Such pickings for the crow, who dances on a throne. The Mower. Let perish be the word, the culling of the herd, an end
Rat Pack Records.com.
New bands for the next generation of hard rock fans.
You know their songs.
My.
Rat Pack Records.
RatPackRecords.com.
Visit RatPackRecords.com.
New bands for the next generation of hard rock fans.
Welcome to the Big Rock Show. We're going to party our tits off today. I think you know that. I know that. The American people know that. It's going to be a great program. So just go ahead and squeeze your girth and sit back and listen.
All right, we're back, and I've got the metal god, Mr. Rob Helford, on the phone with me. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Dana, great to be with you guys again on the Big Rock Radio Show.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show again. Since we last spoke, you played your first live performances in more than 7 years at Ozfest, the Montreal Metal Fest. You've been to the other side of the world and back again, headlining in Japan and at the Tokyo Loud Park Festival. So I wanted to ask you, how did the tours go for the Helford Band? How much fun was it to be back out with the guys again?
Absolutely brilliant. We have been going all over the place in the last few weeks, and the fans have been loving it. I have to say again a big thank you to my fans, and especially to my fans up and around Toronto, for being so patient, for waiting for so long to get some Helford music again, because it has been quite a while. But those other shows have been absolutely fantastic. We just got back from South America. We went through Peru, Chile, Argentina and Brazil in a matter of just over a week or two, and fans were loving it in that part of the world. So I'm just really, really excited to be able to have the opportunity to take the Helford Band back out, and especially to come back to Toronto again so quickly, because I was there just recently with Priest.
And you also played Peru for the first time, which I was surprised. I thought you had played there before, but apparently not.
No, that was the first time in Peru.
Yeah.
That felt a bit like a beetle at the airport, which was great. And and then, but there are still some places that I've not yet visited. Like, I haven't been to Uruguay, I haven't been to Paraguay, I haven't been to Venezuela. So there's still a few places in that part of the world that I'd love to get to and play.
I bet. Well, before we talk about the fantastic upcoming tour with Ozzy that starts on the 12th, I really wanted to ask you about the Helford Band's recently released disc entitled Helford 4, Made of Metal. I mean, I must say, congratulations, Rob. It's a great metal album and such a fitting title.
Thank you, Tina. It came as a bit of a surprise because obviously everybody knows that Priest has been taking a well-earned rest this year. We'd been roaring around the planet for 8 years or so, and it was time just to chill out a little bit and get ready to come back like we will be next year. But that afforded me the opportunity to put the Helford lads back together, and instantly I thought, you know, this is brilliant, but we're going to be playing stuff that we wrote quite a while ago, and I always think that it's especially exciting when the band that you're into plays you some new songs. So that really was the inspiration for putting Made of Metal together, and it really flew out. I mean, as far as some records could take a very, very long time to make, this Made of Metal one, it seemed as though it was waiting in the wings, because the material came together very quickly. Some of the songs go back about a year or so, but the bulk of it came out of my own old metal head, and it's all brand new, fresh songs from the Helford Band on Made of Metal.
Yeah, it's awesome. And the bulk of the material, including lyrics and music, were actually penned exclusively by you, Rob. And I think the last time you had that kind of writing credit that I can remember was like on the Fight album, War of Words, correct?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, just by chance and circumstance, I was able to kind of pull off a few tunes. I don't know how that happens, quite frankly. I mean, as a writer, I'm more used to sitting down, obviously, with Glenn and KK for Priest, and with the Helford Band, it's generally with Roy Z and Metal Mike. But, you know, the ideas were there, and Roy not only produces the band, but he's also in the band on guitar. He's a great guy. He really encouraged me to keep going, you know, and he heard some of the early ideas, and he said, you know, Metal God, these are good songs. You should, if you've got any more, you should keep having a go. And so that's what I did, and thankfully you know, with his encouragement and support, I was able to do some single songwriting for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, and the stuff really is amazing, Rob. I mean, I noticed that some of the songs are actually of a more personal nature than anything we've heard from you before. Was that something you did consciously?
Well, here's the deal, Tina. Like I've always done, the music generally comes first and then the lyrics come later. So the bulk of those songs came in that manner. But a song like 25 Years, it kind of connected almost right from the beginning. I'm celebrating 25 years of being clean and sober next year from January the 6th of 2011.
Right.
And a good friend of mine, Bob from Bremerton, Washington, he's not really my sponsor, but we have a lot in common. And every year he sends me one of these little tokens with how many years you've been clean and sober. So he sent me the 24th one. I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could get the 25th one? And that's not just, you know, kind of dreaming. I work really hard to stay, you know, clean and sober. So that was the inspiration, really, for the idea of the song. And the melody and the lyrics came out quite freely. When I look at the lyrics now, there are some pretty strong things there that I'm talking about. And so it really comes from the heart, which I think is the best way to write music anyway.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I must admit that 25 Years is one of my personal favorites on the album. Rob, did you find it was cathartic in some way to be able to write about your sobriety and share your feelings openly?
To be honest, it's not really cathartic. No, I'm just trying to be as honest as I can be as a solo writer in this solo career that I have. I think that was one of the main reasons that I wanted to still seek these musical opportunities. It's important for me to be doing something here that I'm not doing someplace else.
Right.
So to be private and a bit personal, intimate with the messages is really the reason why I'm doing this solo work. And I'm just looking to try and talk about all of the things that, you know, have happened to me in my life or the things that I've experienced on a personal level to myself or with friends or whatever. But, you know, and above and beyond all that, Tina, I'm just trying to do a song that I've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was one of those moments.
Is the writing process an enjoyable one for you, Rob, just in general?
Yes, it is. I love it, Tina.
Do you?
I mean, yeah, to me, that's the best part about being a musician. I love to start a writing session and at the end of the day have something you feel or you hope is going to be really, really good. Equally, at the end of the day, you've got nothing. You haven't even got a note. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
Just, you can't say what's going to happen next. It's a real thrill, and it's a leap of faith, really, in your ability and your friends that you're writing with. I just absolutely love it to death, writing. You know, I'm sure that other musicians feel the same way, or writers that write a book, or movie directors. It's a wonderfully satisfying feeling, and it's especially thrilling to know that you're going to be able to share those creative moments with the wonderful fans that support you, because the fans are very much part of what drive your creative juices. I mean, I know you're doing it for yourself to a certain extent, but at the back of your mind, you go, oh, man, I hope the fans love this, or I wonder
Absolutely.
If this is going to be a bit risky, you know.
Absolutely.
We're always thinking about the fans and mm-hmm. combination of a lot of things, really.
Well, Rob, I was wondering how you wrote. Like, do you use an acoustic guitar when you're writing, or how does that work for you?
I'm so primitive, it's embarrassing, Tina. I mean, I've got like a little, on my iPhone, I've got like a recorder. So sometimes I'll just put like a really scratch vocal melody down, you know, or I'll do like a Cheech and Chong thing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, into the tape. You do whatever you need to do. Some musicians are very proficient right from the get-go in putting their ideas down, and some of them are very, very primitive. It's like a skeleton putting meat on the bones later. But you do whatever you do, you know.
Right.
I'm a lousy guitar player, but I'm good enough to get the riffs down.
Good.
And that's all that really matters at the end of the day, is capturing. It's like trying to grab a spark or put lightning in a bottle. If you don't get it right away, you can lose it, because that's what happens with music, you know. It can come into your head instantaneously, and you have to be ready to grab it.
Mm-hmm. And also, I would think part of it, too, is that you and Roy Z are like brothers. He pretty much can read off of you and knows what you're saying, and I'm sure that's a huge help as well.
Yeah, he is, and I don't know how he deals with me, because when I'm in the studio, I'm like a mad person, I'm crack, you know, I'm just running around, and I'm, try this, Roy, and can you go from this to this, and, you know, he really has to deal with my emotions, because I get very, very excited in the studio, and so he knows me well enough to be able to capture that, and I probably couldn't do it with anybody else in that respect. Roy's just, you know, I couldn't do these things without Roy. He's a very, very important guy to me, as a great friend, and as a producer, as a musician, he's just brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had a bit of a scare while recording Made of Metal, when Z thought he was having a heart attack, and you ended up writing Heartless from that experience.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about what happened?
Yeah, he took that in good stride, but, you know, we were having a long writing day, and we were going along pretty well, but he was drinking gallons of coffee, and I said, Roy, just slow down. I said, you've got too much caffeine. He goes, no, I'll be okay. I had a bit of a late night last night, and I'm you know, trying to stay awake. So about 10 or 12 cups of coffee light, he goes, can I just go outside and take a breath of fresh air? I don't feel too good. I said, is that coffee you're drinking, Roy? I said, I bet your heart's going to Brazil. He says, yeah, I need to get some fresh air. So he goes out, and then he comes back 10 minutes later, and goes, I've had to call the paramedics. Oh, my God, are you okay? He goes, yeah, but I just really need to get this checked out. So the paramedics came, and his heart was racing, and they took him to hospital. So I'm just sitting there by myself, because we just work by ourselves, and I'm like, well, is this it? I mean, am I going to lose my producer? What's going on? You know, this is pretty hot, the situation. And that was it. I go, oh, Heartless, where did that come from? Not being mean to Roy, but the word popped into my head, and I picked up a guitar, and about 10 minutes later, I'd written a song, and he called me much later on that night, and I said, how you doing? I just want to know that you're okay. He said, yeah, I feel pretty good. I said, God, that was a scare. And he said, yeah, how was the rest of the session? I said, well, thankfully, because you nearly kicked the bucket, we've got a new song together. So, that's what came out of the caffeine rush that day.
Oh,
song called Heartless, yeah.
It's an awesome song. It's really an incredible story, too. Rob, would you say that the writing and recording process is a lot different with the Helford Band than it would be with Judas Priest, or not too different at all?
Completely different, Tina.
Really?
The thing that we do together in Priest, it's Glenn and Coco and myself. We've worked that way as a trio since British Steel, and we found that that's the best way that we write the best for Priest. The three of us just have this chemistry, as we call it, and we really bounce off each other in a very special metal way. So there's definitely a distinctive difference in the writing sessions between the two bands.
Well, I'd like to go back to the upcoming Helford tour that does see the band doing a few headlining shows, but the big news, of course, is that you'll be out with Ozzy again. How did that come about, Rob?
Well, firstly, I was ecstatic to get a slot on the Ozfest, which is still a very important event. So that was a real thrill to do. And I heard rumours that Ozzy was going to go out and do an arena tour. It never even crossed my mind that I'd have the opportunity to open for Ozzy. But that's what Sharon offered me. And I was like, God, this is just so cool. I'm really grateful for the chance of doing some more shows with the Helford Band. And equally to do this first ever arena tour with Ozzy, for the two of us to be together like this is very special. So when we get to the Air Canada Centre on the 27th, it's going to be a pretty good night of rock and roll history we're going to make together.
I bet. And will you be playing some Fight and Priest, mixing it up with some of the new stuff as well?
Yeah, we've been mixing it up since we started these live shows.
Awesome.
There'll be mostly the Helford material, because that's what we're about.
Right.
There'll be a couple of Priest tunes, otherwise my fans would kill me. And I'm happy to do that. And then some Fight stuff. Yeah, it's a really exciting set list, and we massage it here and there. Some nights it's the same, some nights it's different. One or two songs get slipped in and out, you know.
Right.
But whatever the outcome for Toronto, it's going to be a very special event.
Awesome. Now, after these dates with Ozzy, are there any other upcoming tours that you can tell us about, or anything in the works that you can share with us yet?
Well, the most obvious one is that Priest is going to be roaring back next year, Tina.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of things going on. Obviously, the shows are the most important point, as when we do a press release before the end of the year, probably. But, yeah, I can't wait. You know, Priest is the band that I love more than anything in the world, and can't wait to be back with the lads and be back out on the road together and doing some exciting things that we've got planned for 2011.
That sounds so awesome. Well, what else is on the Rob Halford agenda? What else can fans expect from the Metal God starting in, say, the new year?
The Halford band will, I'll be flipping it around. The Halford band will be going on hiatus for a while, while I'm working with Priest. I think the guys in the Halford band, they all have their own projects, so the guys are going to be busy doing their own ventures. But we'll come back again at some point with another Halford record. You know, there's just loads more metal to do. I'm convinced that that's my destiny, you know. I just love doing what I do. I love playing for the fans. My fans mean the world to me. And I don't see any end. I don't see the light at the end of the... I don't want to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
I bet. You
know, I just love it with so much passion that I'm going to keep making metal for as long as I can.
Well, you know, Rob, you're always so busy, and there's always so much I'd like to talk to you about, but I know you are strapped for time. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't ask you today? Anything you'd like to promote or share with our listeners?
No, Tina, this has been absolutely brilliant. I love talking to you. We always have a good chat together. I hope everybody's going to enjoy these shows that Ozzy and myself are going to do. Keep checking out the robhalford.com website. There's always a lot of activity going on there with the label and the clothing company and so on and so forth. But besides that, you know, let's all keep the metal faith and look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Is there any last messages you'd like to relay to your fans out there? Anything you'd like to tell them?
Well, I'd just like to say, again, you know, 100% thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't do what I do without you guys. You give me the creative energy to, and you motivate me, because I know you're there waiting for new metal. And I thank everybody for that. And I wish everybody all the best as we come to the end of this year for a great holiday season and for a brilliant 2011.
That's awesome. Rob, once again, thank you for taking the time out of what I know is your busy schedule. You are such a gentleman, and I truly enjoy talking to you.
Thanks, Tina. All the best. Good luck with the Big Rock Radio show, and I hope I'll see you very, very soon. Hi, everybody. This is Rob Halford, the Metal God, with my metal girlfriend, Tina B, on the Big Rock Radio show. Turn it up.
Yeah! seems that you're still alive. It's when you look to someone who was with you that every single step right by your side. It said from this you grow inside much stronger.
Big Rock Show, Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, with your host, Tina Peak, on America's number one source for independent and local music, OutboundMusic.com. For more information, visit OutboundMusic.com or TheBigRockShow.net.